This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodry. As promised last week, here is part two of The Spark's look at Harrisonburg's edgy, independent music show scene. I'd like you to meet JMU juniors Abby Chappell and Chris Donnell, who are part of a not-for-profit group that, April 5th and 6th, will be bringing Harrisonburg the 16th official weekend celebration of this scene, Mac Rock. This may be a shock, but the whole world doesn't know what Mac Rock is, not even all of WMRA land. So what is Mac Rock?
It's an independent music festival that happens in downtown Harrisonburg the first weekend of every April, every year. This year it's April 5th and 6th. Generally around 80 bands play.
80? 80. It's a huge production, actually, and it's amazing because not a lot of people know about it. You know, there are so many JMU students that don't know about it, people who've lived in Harrisonburg for the 16 years that Mac Rock has been going on. We are celebrating our 16th anniversary, and they have no idea that it happens. And it's amazing because we have anywhere near, like, 1,500 attendees in one weekend for Mac Rock, and I don't know how people miss it. We have people jaywalking and cars honking, and, you know, there are greasy, like, sweaty teenagers and college students all over downtown Harrisonburg filling up the restaurants and, you know, taking over the stores and things like that.
You make it sound like an invasion.
It is, but it's amazing. There's so much love for Mac Rock.
Where does the name come from?
It used to stand for the Mid-Atlantic College Radio Conference.
We used to be affiliated with WXJM and JMU. And so it used to be about sort of putting on this festival for other college radio stations.
Okay. Yeah. There was just a year where somebody who was a part of it was not a good person. And they apparently, a few thousand vanished and we got booted.
And instead of going away, did you turn yourselves into a nonprofit? Am I right about that?
A not-for-profit.
We take all of the money, all of the profits from Mac Rock from this year or the year before, and the only thing that we do with that money is put it into Mac Rock for the next year. So the people who make Mac Rock happen don't make a single penny. We just do it because we love it. So,
Chris, tell me about your first time at Mac Rock. When was it?
It was 2 years ago. It was when I was a freshman.
Freshman,
at JMU,
and
I was actually going to transfer. I was really not happy with JMU at all. And
do you want to say why?
It was mostly living in the dorms and just being surrounded by people I couldn't communicate with. I didn't have the same interests. I didn't feel like I was doing anything with my time. And
what were your interests?
Well, music.
Okay.
And it was like just, I don't know, living with people that were more like sports. Kind of like.
Now, when you say music, I sense you don't mean classical music?
No, I mean punk, independent, rock. I mean some acoustic stuff. I listen to a pretty wide breadth. I don't know. But yeah, I wasn't happy. And then I went to Mac Rock and I heard about it. A friend told me about it. I volunteered. And I met so many people that weekend and so many people that I still keep in touch with and that became like my really good friends in a matter of like weeks. And it was enough that I was really satisfied 2 weeks later and decided not to transfer.
And other friends, among them JMU students?
Yeah.
Who were interested in the same kinds of things you were, music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Abby, what's your story?
I liked independent music all throughout high school, but I happened to go to the most boring high school in the world. And nobody there I knew anything about music. And I came here. And I just got really lucky. One time I was at this party and I just saw these kids and they looked so cool. And I was like, wow, like I just started talking to them and I realized like I was lucky. I met all of these people October of my freshman year and they just sort of swept me off my feet. And they were people who cared about the same things that I did. And again, that was music. And we have actually a major show scene. That's what we call it in downtown Harrisonburg. There's a lot of music happening. A lot. And they kept taking me to shows and I just kept having all these really amazing experiences.
Now, talk when you say a major show scene. It's fine to mention names, drop locations. What are you talking about?
It's not so fun. I'm sorry. I book shows also. just like throughout the year and for bands that are on tour and need help. And it's always small acts. It's never particularly big bands. I normally don't work with contracts ever. A lot of them happen in my house, but it's the kind of thing where we don't like to publicize the name of the house.
You have house parties, house concerts.
We do. It's difficult because when you are throwing this sort of thing in a house, we like to keep it small because that's how it stays. I don't know. We take care of each other. Mm-hmm. We make sure that nobody's doing anything bad, mm-hmm. or nobody's disrespecting the house or our friends or the bands and things like that. So we like to keep it small, but we aren't exclusive. We always like to explain to people that we want you to come. We want you to enjoy, just as long as you're going to understand that there's a lot of etiquette that goes into this sort of scene. There's a lot of respect and a little bit of secrecy. Just, you know, we could get in trouble. So
you could get in trouble.
And this is not Mac Rock explicit.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with Mac Rock particularly.
I'm interested in this because I didn't have a clue that this kind of thing was going on in Harrisonburg. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see downtown restaurants having live music, and that's it. But you guys are nurturing sort of baby bands.
Yes.
Yeah. There are some that get to like a point where they're big enough to play a venue, like, mm-hmm. but they might prefer to play a house because mm-hmm. the audience is generally more reactive. They're more like, you're right up next to the band.
It's much more intimate. Yeah. The way that Mac Rock was explained to me, it's a house show, except for it's not at a house. It's at all of these different venues, downtown Harrisonburg, Clementine, the Blue Nile, Court Square Theater. We utilize all of these different places. And instead of having these small, intimate bands, we have money. So we could have some pretty big bands come through here. And that's the thing is, you know, we really love the small bands that come through, but there are a lot of big bands out there that we love to see. And we are fortunate enough to have this organization that can give us the opportunity to invite bands to come play, come enjoy these bands. And
it's also like for a lot of them, it's kind of a jumping off point where Mac Rock books bands that are right on the cusp of becoming more like even internationally known. And mm-hmm. we are aware of them and we book them before they're at that level. Mm-hmm. And then they are like our headliners. So they're like, they're big, but a lot of people still probably don't know them. They're big like, within.
For example, drop a name.
Screaming Females, Waxahachie.
Like this.
Well, for this year, Waxahachie, I think.
Is our big one.
Is a really big one.
And what is Waxahachie?
Waxahachie. It's actually this solo artist, Katie Crutchfield. She's been in a lot of really well-known indie punk bands. She was in The Ackleys, P.S. Eliot. Those are two bands that she was in with her sister. Recently, P.S. Eliot broke up and she started this solo acoustic set. And it is, people are going crazy about it. Actually, she's been featured on NPR a few times on like All Songs Considered and things like that.
She just released a new album that for like us, the website Pitchfork is like a gauge of how big a band is. If Pitchfork reviews a band, gives them like a premium spot on their website, then it's like that band is going to be a big deal or like is already a big deal. And she just released an album that got onto Pitchfork and got a really high rating and we had already like booked her ahead. And
you booked her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have money, but you're using public for-profit venues. How do you get money out of this?
Well, we sell tickets. So people who attend Mac Rock for that weekend, you can't get into any of those venues unless you have a wristband.
A ticket. It's like going to the New Orleans Jazz Festival or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This year, it's $20 for a weekend if you buy it pre-sale. And if you buy a weekend ticket on Friday, then it's $26. I don't remember. A single day is like 18, I think.
I think it's 15. So, 15. So $20 pre-sale.
To go to 20, any band at
to
any
see
venue.
Any band at any venue, anytime.
I mean, I'll never stop listening to music and exploring it. And it gave me so much beyond just fun, like, and it's like a form of escapism. It taught me, these bands like created a whole network and a whole art form on their own with no backing from like major, you know, major record labels. And that taught me so much about integrity and honesty, like hard work. It taught me so much that is just like inseparable.
And about setting a goal and going after it, you know, the just do it school of becoming a musician.
Mm-hmm. And like, it's still, I mean, the internet means you can, I can still find out about new bands as long as I really have the desire to do so. And like, I don't know where I'll be in 2 years. Maybe I'll be in DC, maybe I'll be somewhere else, but every city has a music scene still, and if you just like kind of keep your head to the ground a little bit, you'll sniff it out.
This is what I want to do with the rest of my life. These are the kind of people that I want to associate with. And though I might be, you know, an anthropologist in my professional time, and I will love that, music is my downtime. And I really have so much respect and so much admiration for people who put in the time to become a part of that scene. And I know that's something that I want to do forever, is be involved. And, you know, I may eventually be too old to go to college parties, and that's okay. Real life in your face right now. Like, come see it. Come get excited. Come get involved. And it's a huge commitment, but it's a really fulfilling commitment. You just become a part of it. Like, I just feel so in love with what I do here and the people that I know here. And it's hard work. And I won't say that it's not, but
it like blows my mind that the bands will play here and they'll be like, I'm like, they'll sit, tell me that they're not playing Richmond anymore. They're just going to play Harrisonburg, this small, random country, like bumpkin college town in the middle of a valley. Like, they're skipping out on a major urban city that has a much greater like amount of people in it to come play.
Maybe
here.
Like even a better, like, you know, reputation originally, but we're a much better experience, let me tell you.
Music used in this piece came from Mitch Miller, John Lennon, Cheap Time, The Screaming Females, and Waxahachie. The last three will be playing Mack Rock, downtown Harrisonburg, April 5th and 6th. Relevant links are on the Spark page at WMRA.org.